Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Well, you already know that bread cast on the water comes back. You don't know much about us, but Terry and I must be... I don't know if we give more than anybody else, but we're right up there. All we ever do, you talking about Christmas, we don't... I think we're just like a great big culvert. Money comes in one end and goes out the other end. We're always finding somebody that needs something, and if I hear about a need, it's gone. You know, I'm broke. It's over. So... But you know the amazing thing? There's always something to give. Amen. So, Brother Benjamin, God bless you. Obviously, you can lift your hand. Lift it up there in the name of Jesus. Halaboshandahaya. We lose faith in the Word of God into Him right now. Yeah, that everything would connect like it's supposed to and be done correctly. And he would have all of his facilities and all of his thinking and all of his motion in the name of Jesus. We declare it now. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got to be out at 8:30. So can you put some faith teaching into high gear? I mean, you can't talk about this and that. You got to get right on it. That's hard. That's hard.
Yeah. He gets... He says, I have the gift of talking. Okay, let's talk for a minute. Let's switch horses. Can y'all switch horses with me? I want to talk to you just for a few minutes about healing and how it works. But before I do, can I say that in no way is what I'm going to say cast negative tones on you if you sit here sick. This is to help you get well. Kind of hard hitting, but you know what? When you go to the doctor, sometimes they tell you things to do that can be hard. And we tend to try to do them because we want to live. So, what I offer in this short lesson is if you'll do it, you can walk in health and healing. So, let me get started. Let's start with Proverbs 4. Do you have a mic? You don't have a mic, but you can talk loud. Come get mine. Proverbs. Oh, he's got you a mic. Okay. Proverbs 4 and 20. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22, I think.
My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh.
God's words and promises are life to people that find them and health to your flesh. So every promise of God is indwelt by the power of God that is equal to produce what it promises. When it is believed and acted upon. Now, I'm going to use a lot of God's word. I'm going to try to do this really fast. You need to let the words of God start translating into healing and health while I speak, because I believe that will happen. What needs to happen is by the time I'm finished, everybody should be healed. Not because of anything I say, but because of what his word says. You know, Exodus 15 and 26 said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I can't tell you how many times I said that through 10 years. Scripture doesn't have an expiration date. It worked in Exodus, and it works now. I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's a statement. That is a declaration. Does not have a question mark. And until you're firmly convinced that God wants you to be well in your body, there will always be a doubt in your mind regarding your healing. And as long as there's a doubt in your mind regarding your healing, perfect faith cannot exist. And until faith is exercised without doubting and without wavering, you may never be healed. Let's look at some more word. Let's look at Hebrews 11 and 6.
There it is. But without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Okay. Without faith, it's what? Impossible. Look at James 1, 6 and 7. I told you there's going to be a lot of word. James 1, 6 and 7.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it on the screen? There it is. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave in the sea driven with the wind
and tossed by the wind.
So verse 7.
For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he's double-minded.
All right, folks, that is not me. Faith without wavering, and if you don't, then don't think you're going to receive anything. Now, that doesn't mean you have perfect faith all the time, but to every man there's given a measure of faith. You have to act on what you've been given.
Yes.
When people are fully convinced that God wants to heal them, and it's not God's will for them to walk in sickness, almost every time when they are prayed for, when they are praying, they will be healed, if not before that. But you have to believe it. You have to believe that he is going to do what he said he would do. And accepting that provides a ground on which faith can exist.
Yep.
To start building our faith, look back at that Exodus scripture that I said, I am the Lord that heals thee. Do you know those words were spoken to 3 million people that were leaving Egypt, headed to the promised land? And every one of them believed what God told them. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. They all just believed it. And you know what happened? They all were well. Psalms 105:37 tells us that God brought them forth and there was not a feeble one among them. Would it not be awesome for this church, Calvary Gospel, for people to say, there is not a feeble one among them?
Yeah.
Can you even imagine how many people would want to come to this church? Y'all would be running 10 services on Sunday instead of the 9 y'all running. Because people want what you have when it's positive and it's faith-filled. And if that was true under the law in Israel, let me tell you something. It is much more true under us who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb,
yeah,
and are now living under grace and mercy and the shed blood of Calvary. Do you know there was a twin curse of sin and sickness that was settled at the cross with a twin cure? Sin and sickness were paid for in full by the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. Let it be a settled truth that you know as well as you know 2 + 2 = 4, that healing is for you. Would everybody in this building,
yes,
say healing is for me?
Yes.
Say it like we believe it.
Healing
is for me.
Yes.
Because his word said it was. All can be healed. It's God's will. Just as much as you do not want to see your children sick, your Heavenly Father has no desire to see you sick or feeble or in pain. And you know what? If he'll heal me, he'll heal anybody. I just believe it. You know, in our world today, disease and sickness are claiming a horrible toll on human lives. Doesn't matter how much medical science we come up with. We have got the best medical achievements that ever happened. But disease is advancing at unprecedented measures all over the world. The tragedy is that it's progressing in the church as much as it is in the world. We have the word of God to stand on that says, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. And if you're struggling with something, let me tell you, every day I walk through 10 years. And some days I believed it more than other days. But every day I walked in through that time, I said, I am healed. I may not have looked like I was healed. I may have been laying in a hospital bed. I may have been having all these other problems, but buddy, every day, I am healed.
Yeah.
I am healed. Calvary's blood was shed for my healing. I am healed.
Yes.
Because he says that. It has to be shouted unashamedly and boldly that it is always God's will to heal his people when they reach out in faith. Only reason those 3 million were well and strong is because they believed what God said. And our problem is today, we believe more what the doctor says than what the word of God says. Oh dear, now I'm meddling. I'm going to read this. I love the Jewish New Testament. This is 1 Corinthians 6, 13 and 14, and I'm going to read out of the Jewish New Testament for clarity. This is a principle that Brother Barnes taught me that I honestly had never heard and was amazing to me. This is scripture he gave me. Food is meant for the stomach, and the stomach is for food. Can everybody say amen? I hope I find some sooner or later today. But God will put an end to both of them. Anyhow, the body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. And the Lord is for the body. God raised up the Lord, and he will raise us up too by his power. Don't you know that your body is part of Messiah? Pinch yourself. You have royal blood. Scripture says old things have passed away and all things have become new. So if I'm walking under the blood, I am filled with his spirit, then I am part of his body. I am healed. God's not sick. Your body is part of him. Now let's look at Romans 8 and 31. And I've said this several
times. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us.
Okay, who's us? Pat yourself. Us. If God is for this body.
Who can be against it?
Nothing. So this should stimulate our faith for healing. The Lord is for the body, and the body is for the Lord. You are intertwined. He can't be sick, and I'm part of him because I'm made in his image and likeness. So every day I claim his blood flows through my veins. His light shines on me. I am part of his body.
Yep.
Hebrews 10 and 5. We got to do this quick.
Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me.
You can't separate the two. The body is made for him to be offered. And we know that sacrifice in the body of Jesus purchased mine and your healing. Now this body belongs to him, as did that one that he offered on the cross. It's also intertwined. The same blood that purchased my soul with salvation at Calvary also purchased my body with healing. And I've said this so many times. We have no problem believing and having faith that when we ask God to forgive us for our sins, that they are simply forgiven by us asking. Anybody believe that? Through repentance. Then we should have no problem believing that our sickness can be remitted by the same blood that covers our sins. It's the same blood, guys. It's the same place called Calvary. The twin problem, sin and sickness, it's a twin cure. But we just believe it so much more. We can get the Holy Ghost and our sins are forgiven. Then we believe we can be healed. There's not more power flowing to your sins than flowing to your sickness. It's the same power. The scripture saying that the Lord is for the body implies that the Lord is the physician. And I've quoted 3 John 2 so many times when he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health." You have a right to health in your body as much as you have a right to health in your soul. Okay, do y'all not believe that? Come on, this is from the Word. This isn't me. You have a Bible right to be well and strong. You know, and then some people say, "Well, then how can anyone ever die?" Okay, now, if your pastor don't believe this, he's going to correct me. He may do it right now. I don't know. But can I give you the prescription for one of God's kids' deaths? Psalms 104:29. "Thou takest away their breath and they die." That doesn't mean that you have to linger and die a horrible death. He taketh away our breath and they die. This child of God that is redeemed from the curse of the law according to Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. 3 minutes. Oh, y'all, how can I do this in 3 minutes? I'm like China. No, I'm not like China because we'd be here all night. Okay. He gives life to our mortal body. He does not give sickness and disease to us. Look again at the scripture. 2 Corinthians 4:11, baby. I'm determined.
"For who we live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh."
The life of Jesus is to be manifest in this, my mortal flesh. His life manifest in my flesh. His life is not sick. His life is not in pain. His life is not suffering. And our flesh should not either if we're blood-bought and full of His Spirit. We don't live under the curse of sin and sickness. He took it away at Calvary. Please start believing that. If I don't say anything else and we have to go in 3 minutes, you believe that God took your sin and your sickness at the same time. You are saved and you are healed. It is the same thing. You are saved and you are healed. It is God's prescription. It is not two separate things. It's the same blood. It's the same tree. It's the same Calvary. You're saved. You're healed. You're saved. You're healed. Claim it like you believe it. Okay. Real quick. I'm going to have to say this. You can't continually abuse your body and then expect it to work properly.
Watch out now.
So if that's been happening, before you ask for healing, ask for forgiveness. My body is for the Lord. And the strength to maintain this body, it's fearfully and wonderfully made, and it must be maintained. You got to change the oil every now and then. That's a whole nother subject. But God prepared this body of mine and yours to be the temple of the Holy Ghost, and He does not want the works of the devil in this temple. And this body is for who? It's the Lord's. It's not for me. It's not for anybody else, especially not for Satan. And it was not created for habitation of disease and sickness. If Christ became the Savior of the body and the body is for the Lord, then we don't have to tolerate sickness and disease in my body. Do you believe this church can walk in health?
You have to believe that.
You got to start believing what the Word of God says. You have to start believing it more than you believe what the doctor says, more than you believe what your heredity says, more than you believe what your genes say. You got to start believing what the Word of God says, that by His stripes you are healed. It's already done. It's already settled. It's already over. It has been purchased and finished and settled forever. It's God's will that we are well physically, spiritually, and emotionally. I love y'all. I finished at 8:30. Hallelujah.
Let's all stand. I can't say I've ever had any experience quite like this. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have them back. And we're going to do this. Then we're going to do this again. And the reason I say this, is this is a bridge. This is a bridge that we have to cross. I want to explain myself on this because sometimes God shows you things and you don't understand everything when God shows it to you. And this has happened a few times in my life, and God has shown me some things and I don't understand them. I don't understand how things become what they became. But I did understand that when God gave me this dream, this vision, some 11 plus years ago, that the sanctuary was full of people that I didn't know, that God was performing miracles, people receiving the Holy Ghost without having to have a Pentecostal shout down service. And people were weeping and crying all over this building, and it was going on night after night after night after night. And I said, Lord, I don't understand this. That is what God is desiring to do through us. And in order for us to have a spirit of healing in this place, we have to believe that God can do that. And belief starts by it happening to me. That's where my faith comes from. How do I know that God can heal? Because God has healed me. That's why I know. I said, well, you know, Brother Roy, you don't have the same sickness I have. No, that's true. I don't. Someday I may. I don't know that. But I still have faith that God can heal me because God has healed me. And when I say we're going to have to cross this bridge sometime, somewhere, somehow, is that if we're going to believe that God can heal this community, He has to heal us, and we are the light, we are the conduit in which it flows into the community. So all of these people that God has shown me are going to show up here. They got to come to some place. They got to come to the pool of Bethesda. They got to get to the pool. Because it's there they find salvation and they find healing. So when I say we have to cross this bridge, we have to cross this faith barrier. Remember the series I just finished? We just finished where fear and faith collide. And that's what God is challenging on us tonight. So as we close this message out, close this series of services out, I just want you to begin to just lift your hands. I want you to begin to worship God. And I just want you, if you feel like coming down to the altar, come down to the altar. I don't believe that if anyone is sick, Brother Spears says, if you're sick in your body, come on down here. We will pray for you. But God wants to impart. God wants to impart into us, into this church, not just the knowledge, but he wants to impart into us the experience of. It's one thing to have the knowledge of healing. It's one thing to have the knowledge of salvation. But to experience that and have it imparted into our lives. So just ask God tonight, say, Lord, if there's unbelief in my life, Lord, help me. Help me to believe. Help me to understand. And just begin to worship and praise our Almighty God. Sister Vanna. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There is power in the name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Let's break every chain. 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 There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.